And Dave Dickey joins us now with our pre-opening commodity markets. Dave?
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. NAS reports that 57% of the corn crop is rated good to excellent for the week ending June 15th. That's a drop of 3% from last week. For soybeans, 84% of the crop is planted, compared with 77% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 94%. 71% of the soybean crop has emerged, compared with 56% a week ago, and the five-year average of 86%. NAS rates 56% of the soybean crop good to excellent, down 1% from last week. For winter wheat, 47% is rated good to excellent, the same as a week ago. Early calls for cash hog prices today are steady to higher amid reports of firmer demand for the animals and support from sharply higher wholesale pork prices Monday afternoon. Terminals are called steady to a dollar higher with top prices from $44 to $50. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $44. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, June 16th, negotiated swine purchases were 11,354. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $63 to $72.64. The weighted average, $67.70. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $44.95 to $56.31. The weighted average was $53.68. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 17,551. The base price range, $60.25 to $73.50, the weighted average $71.44. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $47.06 to $55.47, the weighted average $53.06. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Keezer. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. Looking at the Midwest Corn Belt, we do have dry weather over most of the area right now, and that's beneficial for getting rid of some of the excess water, although one thing that may be of concern, at least there's a little bit of wind, but I've been told by many farmers that if plants are just sitting in wet fields and there's not much wind, the water just acts to boil the crops, and that will reduce the vitality of some of the plants out there. So hopefully a lot of the water has gotten out of the fields before this bright sunshine, which we have out there right now. Topsoil around the Champaign-Urbana area is quite dry. Not only did we have that dust come through with the very strong winds ahead of thunderstorms on Sunday, but we've only had about a quarter of an inch of rain during the past week, which is well below average for the week. We're still well above average for the month and the year, but over the last week it's been rather dry, so it's going to be interesting to see how this pans out, as some places are starting to get a little too dry maybe for the topsoil, while most of the Midwest still is sitting in too much water. Although we are getting a break in the action, so the water is slowly going down in fields, and soon it will just be the river basins that will continue to have the problems. Many of the rivers in Iowa are still well above flood stage several days after the rain, and of course that rain water runoff is now going down the bigger rivers into the Mississippi, and the Mississippi River levels continue to rise and will continue to rise going farther south here over the next several days. But what is coming in weather-wise for the next several days? We do have a complicated situation as far as the details, but I think we've got the general gist of things pretty good here, and from that we can work out the uncertainties. Basically, over the next several days, there's going to be low pressure sitting in the upper atmosphere over eastern Canada. That's cooler than average air. A ridge of high pressure is going to be building over the high plains and Rocky Mountains. So we're going to be in a northwest flow aloft. That's generally a dry flow. The Gulf of Mexico is cut off. Now, some showers and thunderstorms will likely develop today out in the plain states on a scattered basis from Nebraska down into Texas and Oklahoma. But we're not looking at a lot of rain out there. And then tomorrow, the showers and thunderstorms will probably be developing mainly to the west of Illinois and Indiana, but a few spotty isolated showers and thunderstorms are possible with a little disturbance coming through tomorrow. So I'm not going to put a 0% chance of rain over our area, but I think they'll be widely scattered because the atmosphere is pretty dry. Now, as we go into later tomorrow and tomorrow night, The cluster of showers and thunderstorms will likely move through parts of Nebraska and southwestern Iowa into Missouri, and that could graze southwestern and far southern Illinois tomorrow night on into Friday. Also, some showers and thunderstorms will be possible in the central hard red winter wheat belt tomorrow into tomorrow night. Now, Thursday into Thursday night. Once we get into Friday, most of the action will be out in the high plains. But as we get into the weekend, that ridge high pressure out west may move a little closer to us. And that will put showers and thunderstorms mainly over the upper Midwest, but that could include Iowa and Minnesota, especially northwest Iowa and western Minnesota, back into the Dakotas, northeastern Nebraska. Then the rain problems start to become more of an issue. And as we go into next week, I think the upper air ridge is going to come down a little bit. It'll be very warm across the hard red winter wheat belt from Kansas to Texas, dry weather for harvest operations there. But in the northern plains on into the Midwest, we get back into a pattern where we're on the edge of the heat and humidity, and showers and thunderstorms could become more frequent once again. So that's the big concern on the weather as we go into next week. We could get back into a wetter weather pattern. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 9.20¾, down a quarter. Last trade down 1¼. July wheat of the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 8.73½, down 3. Last trade down 3½. July corn, 7.30, down 2½. Last trade down a half. December, 7.63, down 2. Last trade unchanged. July beans opened at 15.32¾, down 1¼. Last trade unchanged. November, 15.20¾, down 2¼. Last trade up 4. July soybean meal opened at 4.03.80, down $2. Last trade down $2. July soybean oil opened at 65.65 unchanged. Last trade up 6. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
What will the trade make of the NAS numbers?
Well, I don't think they showed quite as much down movement as people thought, so maybe we won't push it as high as we thought right now. I think they're still trying to figure out how much is flooded and how much isn't planted and how much needs to be replanted, but the NAS numbers I don't think were quite as poor on the good to excellent as industry thought they would be.
You know, you can do some playing with these numbers, and of course, remember, it is a windshield eyeball look, but you can do some work with these numbers. And for the beans, for example, you can do some math, and you can learn that between percent planted and percent emerged, Illinois is behind. Illinois has 59.6% of its soybean crop not planted or not emerged. Indiana's 44, Indiana 32.2. Brings up the question of yield drag.
Well, I think that's a good question. USDA in their last report here a week or 10 days ago lowered corn yield 5 bushel. I don't know if that's going to be enough. Corn is, instead of being up to waist high, is ankle high to knee high, and some even less. And how much of it needs to be replanted? If you take Iowa, flooded 9% of their acres of their crop in corn. That's 1.19 million acres flooded. How much of that will be any good? So you've got all kinds of questions that aren't known. I think we've shot up so quick in the last nine days, we're up over $1.40 in corn and up more than that in beans, that we might be sideways for a little while until we learn those things. But I think industry maybe realizes that we're not going to have this average crop, that it might be below average.
Go ahead and give us the calls then today.
Calls are all kind of all over the board, mixed from down 2 on corn to up 3 on beans, from unchanged to down to up 7. Wheat from down 2 to 4 to up 1 to 2.
Turn your attention to CME livestock.
Cattle up 10 to 30 and hogs up 10 to 30.
Anything in particular in the marketplace you want to talk about there?
This is normally a time from now to the 4th of July where we go back down the June swoon. I don't know that that'll happen, but there's all kinds of people out there after, especially the funds, buying, and now have they come to a, you know, have they bought enough for a little while? When they're not buying, will we just back up some again? We've got the July options going off this Friday. Will people try to push those back down to the $7 corn options as an example?
Thanks, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. You're listening to WILO Urbana.